Welcome back to Giants.com. My name is John Schmelk. We are back in New Jersey, and we have a visitor, and that's Mike Mayock from NFL Network. Mike, welcome. When you come to the Giants facility, defending Super Bowl champions, what are you keeping an eye out for?
Well, I mean, when you see the defending Super Bowl champion and how little noise has come out of training camp, it's kind of mind-boggling, especially when the other New York team has had so much interest generated. But when I look at the Giants, I put the tape on last night of the first preseason game before I came down here just to kind of reacclimate myself, not only with the veterans, but the young guys. And the thing that's amazing about the Giants team is that as I go around training camps, teams are begging, borrowing, stealing, looking for pass rushers because it's a pass-first league, you know. And, you know, you go to Green Bay, Clay Matthews can get to the quarterback. You go to Chicago, Peppers can get to the quarterback, but they don't have three, four, five guys to get to the quarterback. I turn your tape on, and I'm just blown away by how many natural edge rushers you have. You can take your defensive ends, kick them inside, then bring in OC and everybody else. I mean, it's mind-boggling how much pressure the Giants get with four men. And so when I come to this camp, the first thing I look at is what kind of pressure can you get on the quarterback. I want to see what the corners look like, especially Hosley and some of the young guys. Always love to get a look at the young guys in training camp, especially as we start to get into the games. How do they respond to the pressure of a game?
How are the Giants run things differently? How does the Giants organization in general, Coach Coughlin, how is it different at a Giants camp than it is elsewhere?
I think every building has its own personality. And I'm in all the buildings around the league. And I'll tell you, there are functional buildings and there are dysfunctional buildings. The common denominator is when the head coach and the general manager are joined at the hip with the same philosophy, typically you'll have success. So I look at Tom Coughlin and Jerry Reese, and they're joined at the hip. They understand the philosophy of the organization. Tom, you know, coached my younger brother at Boston College. I've known Tom for a lot of years. Fundamentals, toughness. Has he let up a little bit, become a little bit more of a player's coach? Maybe, but still, it's still fundamentals, toughness, and when you're 7-7 or 6-7, he's not changing. You know, he's the same guy, and it's just, let's get better practice by practice, snap by snap, and you saw what that philosophy brought the Giants, which was another Super Bowl last year.
You mentioned a couple of the young defensive backs. What other positions and players do you consider a question mark for this Giants team heading into 2012?
Well, I think Mike Pope is one of the best coaches in the league at any position, let alone the tight end position. So when you go through the injuries the Giants do, you draft a relative unknown like Adrian Robinson, who's a really gifted kid. I think he's fortunate to have Mike Pope coaching him. I'm anxious to see what he looks like out here. Martellus Bennett, obviously a veteran, but still a free agent acquisition. That tight end position is critical for the Giants. How many tight ends can you get in the huddle at one time? And can you block at the point of attack? It's become a tight end-oriented league, both in the pass and the run game. So I'm really anxious to see that. And, you know, the wide receiver position, some of the young guys, Ramsey's Bard and Reuben Randall, you know, how many of these guys are going to step up while Hakeem Nicks is still injured?
How quickly do you think David Wilson is going to earn his way onto the field? We know he can run it. But how quickly is he going to catch on to pass protection, running routes, things like that?
And that's the key to any young back. And, you know, you put the tape on from the other night, and I hadn't even realized he had a 48-yard kickoff return or something. He bounced it nicely outside. You could see the speed. So the running ability is evident. And one of the things you mentioned, you know, what do you look for when you come to camp? And I don't know if I'll get a chance to see a drill today, but can this kid, how eager is he to pass protect? And how much does he understand pass protection rules and assignments? And when you talk to, the funny thing is, if you ask any starting quarterback in the league, that's one of the first things they go to with a young running back is, A, does he understand the protections, and B, can he execute them?
Yep. Final question, Mike. What do the Giants need to do for this entire season to play like the team that ran the table the last six games and not look like the team that started 7-7 and lost a bad game to the Redskins in week 15?
Well, if we've learned anything in the last couple of years, it's a marathon, it's not a sprint, you know, and the Giants ran the table at the end last year. The Packers did the same thing the year before. But if you look at the Giants, what do you say? Well, number one, offensive line play. Who's our left tackle going to be? What kind of play are we going to get out of that? What kind of consistency are we going to get? Let's get the right guys in the right places on the offensive side of the ball. You don't want to be number 32 in the run game. You know, you don't need to be top 10 because Eli's so good in the pass game, but you want a better run game. You want a more efficient run game. I think on the defensive side, you just want some more consistency on the back end because you know you're going to get pressure. So if you don't give up big plays on defense, if you play great special teams, and if you take take care of the football and offense, this is going to be a hell of a team.
Giants, the only team to ever win the Super Bowl, being ranked 32nd running the ball. Mike, we appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Mike Mayock, NFL Network. Make sure you stay tuned to Giants.com for continuing coverage throughout preseason.